I mean, it's pretty loud. But she's
Is she nearly finished, though?
She's walking away.
Oh. Did you hear me talking about you? I'm ever so sorry.
Jess.
Go and have a sit down.
Jess is Lauren's dog, not one of her children.
Oh, no. The kids eat louder than Jess. Go and have a sit down now, Babs. I know.
She's got really loud claws on the wooden floor.
Yes, yeah, she's like she's got her heels on. She's off out to ramshackle. Off you go. No, enough's enough. Sit down.
So you have no control over your dog either, do you?
No.
Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Yes, what you're about to listen to is an audio delve into the lives of two friends, work colleagues, and more importantly, parents.
These audio offerings serve as a self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day life, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults, Episode 1. Enjoy.
Do you know what? The best thing in my house is my hamster, Spot. If I put as much effort into bringing up my dog and my kids as I did Spot, they'd all be amazing.
Where's Spot?
Spot's upstairs in Jack's room.
This is Jack's second hamster, though.
Second hamster, yeah. Tilly, the first hamster, unfortunately exploded. It was awful.
Exploded? Oh,
she actually exploded, yeah. Yeah. It was a real mess. Thank God Michael found her.
What? How? Was she eating a Mento or something? Mento and Coke?
She'd not been very well for a few days and we were going to... We were going to book her in to the vet. Michael was like, we don't take a hamster to the vet. And I was like, you've got to, you can't be slack on poor Jack. Because it's, you know, it's his.
It's his love.
So we were going to book her in the vet. And then Michael was leaving for work really early. And he just had a feeling, I need to go and check on the hamster. And he went in the morning, opened its like little house. And the hamster was exploded inside this house.
What, like... I think blood and guts up the walls and everything.
And hamster poo. I think it had some sort of bowel problem. And it.
Oh, you think? We shouldn't laugh because the poor little
terrible.
Thing.
Jack was ever so. We didn't. Luckily, so Michael cleaned up the terrible mess and hid it. So now it's buried in our front garden.
Did you tell Jack or did you switch it out for a lookalikey?
No, we did. We told Jack and then to try and make things better, I took him immediately to a pet shop to replace him with another one, which is Spot.
Yeah.
He was just fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hand-rear my hamsters to make them nice. Nothing worse than a bitey hamster.
It's nothing awful. Worse.
When you buy a pet and then they're just vicious and bite you.
My mate Chris Bennett, his sister had a rat and... The rat would run up her arm and like onto her shoulder and stuff. So Chris was like, "Well, I'll try that." So he put his hand in the cage and the rat ran straight up his arm, across his face, and clamped onto his bottom lip. Like bit his like just full on run attack.
And that's why people don't like rats.
Yeah.
Go on. So who are we?
So
who are you?
Tim Warwood, Lauren Crace. So just before we pressed record and we said, how long have we known each other? And it was 3 years, but I was actually just trying to remember.
I totally remember. It was August 2017 we met.
Was that in Free Radio?
That was outside the Icon Gallery in Birmingham, sat outside. You were holding a Top Man bag. Because you'd bought... You'd bought a slim fit, muscle fit or something shirt that you realise was not made for your body and you had to take it back.
I had bought a muscle fit shirt, hadn't I?
So that was our first introduction to each other.
Christ almighty.
Yeah, so that's when we first met. Then...
So August 17?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And then we started.
Started.
And we started our radio show January 2018.
Yep.
Then we did that for a year and a bit.
Year and a bit on breakfast radio in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
That was early.
We did a couple of live, remember Free Radio Lives?
Lucy was talking about this just this morning.
I was drunk, wasn't I, in that first one?
Free Radio Hits Live. So like just a big concert with loads of screaming thousands of fans and a couple of artists. And
then
me and you on stage introducing.
15,000, isn't it, in the audience?
15,000.
Yeah.
So I told this story the other day. That at Free Radio Hits Live, when I met, I had to introduce all the back. Well, we both did, but you were off chatting to the audience at one part, and I was left on my own on the stage. And I had to introduce Jax Jones.
Yeah.
And they were coming on after Craig David. So Craig David was coming off the stage and he just finished his set. He's like, thank you, Birmingham. Good night. And he ran off. And as he ran towards me, our eyes locked, and I looked at Craig David. I was like, oh my God, it's Craig David. Like, I was having a bit of a moment. And I went, that was amazing, man. Well done. He looked at me and he was like, how are you? He's like, man, that was such a rush. Hey, good luck out there. Keep going. Merry Christmas. hugged me and left. It was the start of November.
Yeah.
And he wished me Merry Christmas. He must have been so fizzing on adrenaline at the time. He wished me Merry Christmas.
He didn't know where he was, did he?
Didn't know where he was.
They were good nights, weren't they?
Craig.
So, yes, we did a year of radio.
Yeah.
With our now good friends, Sam the producer.
Yeah.
Mitch.
The voice, Rushton.
Gorgeous Mitch. And Love Dev, a local comedian.
Love Dev Barpaga, nonetheless.
Yeah. So, this podcast.
Yep.
We've been meaning to do it for ages, haven't we?
Again, there's going to be a lot of this, a lot of, I was just thinking and remember when and all this. But so we actually decided to make a podcast together because we missed being in each other's company and hearing each other's stories. So we actually went to a podcast studio, a brand new podcast studio, way before lockdown, way before COVID was even invented, any of this rubbish. We were both out of work. We were both desperate to do something together. So we went to, I think it was Pirate Studios in Digbeth. And they had these brand new bespoke...
Real fancy
podcast
Loads
studios.
Of cool bands in there, weren't there? And it was just me and you looking and like absolute middle-aged dorks.
And this is also before podcasting was cool.
It was a bit cool, but it wasn't, but, you know...
It wasn't lockdown cool.
It wasn't everyone and your nan doing it.
Exactly. And so I set it all up and I thought I knew what I was doing and I had all the bits and you'd done all your research and bought all the notes and the podcast machine that recorded your podcast had a little slot in the back for a memory card, very much like what you'd have in your camera. So I put in the memory card and we recorded for an hour and a half. Loads of test bits, because actually it was just the first one, wasn't it? It was the pilot episode.
I basically bought a load of game ideas.
You bought some game ideas, which were nice. And then we recorded it. We were very happy. We thought it was good. Some good bits in there.
Great bits. Just chatted for a good 50 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah. Then we pressed stop on the recording.
Yeah. Started packing up.
I went back to check the recording. It was there.
That sounded great.
Yeah, it sounded incredible. You sounded like Dolly Parton. I sounded like Bing Crosby. And then, in my haste to eject the memory card...
We were in a rush.
We were going to the pub. I like double pressed and clicked and it spring-loaded the SD card at the back of the machine and it went pew! And it shot out of the back of the machine, turned 90 degrees in the air and went and slipped absolutely perfectly down a half centimetre gap between the built-in sofa and the wall of the podcast studio.
The sofa which had been built into the wall.
To never come out.
Yeah. Hence, why 14 months later we're still working on our still first episode. Then lockdown hit and we weren't allowed to see anyone and podcast took over the world and we missed the bloody opportunity then, didn't we?
Well, we did miss the opportunity, but I think our stories and our conversations still have a place in the world for people to hear, for people to listen to.
Yeah.
And the angle that we're coming from is being a parent. Is that right?
I think we should probably say,
go on.
You've got three kids.
Yeah.
I've got three kids.
We've got all the kids between
all of Birmingham's kids. We just took them all.
We've got everything as well. We've got a jumped up, hyped up 11-year-old girl.
We've got
twins.
Twins. You had baby boy, only just born when we first started working together. Silly. Yeah.
Wild psychopathic Jack. Girl. Wild Jack.
Yeah.
So between us, between our six kids, not together, obviously, they're mental.
They are mental.
We've got a good cross-section of children.
We haven't really, because we haven't got any well-behaved ones.
That is true.
We only went for the one end of the spectrum. But is that our fault? What does that say about us? That our kids are absolute Fruit Loops?
Well, you've already said that the most well-behaved person in your household is Star the hamster.
Spot.
Spot. And it began with an S.
Doesn't have a star on its bum. It's got a spot.
Spot on its bum.
Mm-hmm. So what we realised when we worked together is that our parenting style and our opinions of parenting is quite similar in our resentment and lack of actually wanting to do it. Hence why we've come up with this idea for our podcast.
Reluctant adults.
Reluctantly working our way through adulthood.
Yeah.
Basically, kids wrecking our lives.
Do you still perceive yourself as being cool?
Yeah, I thought I was. But now, it's when your kids start rolling their eyes at you and asking you not to do stuff because you're embarrassing. And you go, how has that happened so quick?
So your kids roll their eyes at you already?
Already. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. And they know stuff now that I don't know. Because of YouTube and stuff. Watching, you know, videos and music and all of that of people they know.
Well, Lila's yeah. drinking, like Lila's 11 years old. She starts senior school next year.
Mm.
We're trying very hard to keep her young and youthful and nice, but she's slipping very fast headlong into a teenager. She doesn't have a phone yet. She's the only person at her school, I think, that doesn't have a phone.
Well done.
So we're trying hard to keep that from her, but it's coming. It's going to have to come. But I can't remember what I was going to say about Lila, but she's just...
She huffing at you.
Huffing and puffing. Yeah, that's it. And she's sponging. She's drinking everything in. And yeah, YouTube is a huge resource for her now, as is the music that she listens to. She's got a little Alexa in her bedroom that has Spotify, which just throws up tracks. She came down the other day. She went, Dad, have you heard of the Venga Boys? like, just a bit, yeah.
Have I?
Yeah, she's like, I love the Venga Boys. I was like,
Lila,
they're not that cool. I mean, they were kind of cool back in the day for a little bit.
Cool.
They had one or two songs. She's like, oh my God, they're amazing. And so then I had to like try and, no, come and look at this
Venga
music.
Buses
come in and everybody's jumping.
Yeah, it wasn't cool. It was never cool.
So it's quite funny how she's discovering music for herself now and all this kind of stuff. And she's deciding on what she thinks is cool as opposed to what I'm telling her is cool.
Does she think you're cool?
No.
Does she think Lucy, your wife, is cool?
She's... No. She used to, but it's definitely going now. Like, to see their differences in the clothes... Like picking clothes now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Lucy would be like, this is really nice, this is really nice. And Lila's like, no, I'm not wearing that. I won't wear that.
Well, see, my kids go to school with non-uniform.
Ah, yeah.
Which I really like, but it does mean... I basically gave up on trying to choose their clothes a long time ago. they dress themselves and they can wear whatever the hell they want to school.
Wow.
So yesterday I came down and we'd got ourselves dressed, great, really useful. But she was wearing some blue Pudsey Bear jogging bottoms that she, I think my auntie had got her in the sale at Asda. So she was wearing those with a pink velour pyjama top.
Wow.
That's what she wore to school.
But was it appropriate for the weather? I think that's all you've got. I mean, it doesn't really matter what they look like as long as they're dressed.
It was cold yesterday, so pyjama clothes were, it was appropriate, I suppose. But you can't say, Bab, you look ridiculous. You've got to go, wow, you look soft, don't you?
Mm.
Cozy. Your teachers are going to love that.
And are they coming back saying that the kids at school are saying anything or anything
no,
like that?
No, the only time once when Emmy, one of my twins, came back and said she actually looked well cool. She was wearing little dungas and a boy in her class told her she looked like a farmer.
Sounds like something a young Tim Warwood would have
done. Yeah, he's basically you, age six, so now she won't wear her dungas to school. Yeah, so I might go in and beat the kid up.
Send the long-haired boys around to spoil his dinner.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. So, reluctant adults.
So, we're going to have a theme, aren't we? Every week.
Yeah. The thing is that as an adult, as you go through life, you have all these fun moments. Christmas, for one. Easter. Summer holidays. Travel.
Eating out.
Going to bars. The cinema. Everything is just brilliant. And the worst possible thing you can do is add the social hand grenade to those situations, which are children.
They wreck it.
They ruin it.
Every moment wrecked.
Absolutely done. It triples the cost of doing those things instantly, but also wrecks it. So I guess you could say that as we're doing it, living it, learning it, we could also bring some tips, you know, just to help
really?
People.
Do you honestly think people are going to take tips from us?
No, probably not. It would just be don't do it, I think, is the tip.
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids.
Just be safe in those early days. We thought we'd give you a little tease.
Yes.
Of what's to come.
Absolutely.
So, and it's a bit nostalgic, this, for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we were very kindly sent our very first demo that we recorded back in summer 2017.
Now, I was trying to remember, we did two.
Yeah.
But one of them, because we were going to be on breakfast radio, they woke us up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they did.
And drove us to an actual radio station.
They had to hide us.
So we'd be kind of in the mindset and we'd be... I think to kind of test us to see how we would be at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I don't remember if this was that recording or not. But anyway.
You hadn't brushed your teeth, I remember that. And I remember very strongly afterwards saying, look, Bab, if we're going to work together, you have to brush your teeth.
No, I brought my toothbrush with me.
Yeah.
It was just too early to brush my teeth.
Then you brushed your teeth in, you dipped your toothbrush in a bottle of water you'd found in the car, in some random producer's car. You dipped your toothbrush in some old water.
Yeah.
And brushed your teeth in the car after we'd just done a 4-hour radio show.
Which, incidentally, is bad for girls, apparently. If you drink water out of bottles that's been left in there for ages, the estrogen from the plastic or something goes into girls' system.
Well, thank you for that, doctor.
You are welcome. So, a little recording. So this is just a nice trip down memory lane. But I think it is worth noting, during this recording, we didn't know each other.
Didn't know each other. Didn't even know the names of your kids. We're finding out everything for the first time.
Yeah.
So sit back. Relax, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
So what have you done today then?
I went to soft play.
Did you?
Yeah. I went with my three and a group of friends with their kids. And we started off with, I bought a big jug of pop, 150.
Oh, good. Yeah,
lasts the whole time. I think we were there about 4.5 hours.
I mean, pound for timing wise, that is...
It's good, isn't it?
It is really good.
And I had a large children's meal.
Feet, just you.
Just me. Well, you know when you go to these places and they try and do like adult, like salads.
Yeah.
And you're like, I ain't going to buy a salad in a soft play.
No.
I'm going to, I want the chips and the beans, yeah, exactly. But I don't want a kid's portion.
So I asked
for a, do you do a large?
Three fish fingers.
I had 4 sausages instead of the...
Do you really have 4 sausages?
Yeah.
What kind of large child would eat 4 sausages?
No, because they don't. They don't sell it. I had to ask.
Oh, right, okay.
Had to pay.
I was going to say, do you have to pay extra?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had loads of beans, loads of chips and 4 sausages.
Do you ever find yourself not looking after your kids and hunting around the bottom of the ball pit to try and find any lost phones or rings?
No, because today I did zero parenting.
Oh, you're one of them.
No, oh, today I was, yeah.
Oh, at the back, let them run feral and...
Yeah.
Are yours the children that are weeing down the slide to make it go faster?
That happened once.
Did it?
We went to soft play on a Friday afternoon. It was absolutely rammed. Every parent in Birmingham had had the same idea. We got there. Jack, my eldest, ran off, too busy. No, you know, he's nearly 5. He hasn't wet himself since he was 2. And suddenly he comes over really embarrassed. His friend brings him over. Jack's just wet himself. I went, oh, don't worry. Where did you wet yourself? And then I hear screams from the corner. They're bringing over the yellow signs. And he weed himself at the bottom of the slide.
No.
Yeah, they had to cordon off the whole thing. I don't drive.
Not at all. You don't have a license.
No, but I did pass my theory test last week.
Oh,
at
come
the age
on.
Of 31. Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
They check behind your ears
Why?
When you go in.
What?
Don't look at me like that. Did they not do that to you? No.
They checked behind your ears.
So I, okay, on to my theory test. So I turned up to my theory test. It was raining outside. I get there early. And so I've got the app on my phone. So I'm like, right, I'm 30 minutes early. I'm just going to go in, sit down, go through my app, do a few more questions. So I turn up, I walk in.
And I don't know why I'm laughing at this.
So I went downstairs and there's these like really scary looking women behind the reception desk. So I start to feel like...
Intimidated straight
away. I'm intimidated. I also feel like I'm going through customs in like Newark Airport because suddenly you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And like you're carrying stuff in your bag that's over 100 mil,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I did that as well. I got caught doing that on
did
holiday.
You?
Yeah. thought I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know, I'm here for my test. And she's like, before I know it, I'm handing my phone over. I'm showing her that I've got to turn it off. She's taking everything off me. I've got to lock it all away in cupboards. I have to take jewellery off. I have to take cardigans. I have to turn around, show her my bum. To show how I've got nothing in my pockets.
What, cheating material?
Cheating material. Then, as you're going into the room, they make you flip your flappy ears forward so that they can check that you've not got any, like,
listening devices.
I was like, Bab, I've revised. I'm not here to cheat.
Do you reckon anybody has ever actually cheated on there?
I don't know.
Surely nobody's cheated. Have they?
Maybe they've... yeah, of course they have. That's why they make you check behind your ears and in your bum pockets.
In your bum hole.
She didn't go that far.
Bank holiday Monday.
Bank holiday Monday.
Barbecue in the sun.
Nice.
Very nice. Mom and Dad's house.
Yeah.
Far too much food. Classic Jill. We need more. No, we don't need 38 chicken thighs. Anyway, having this chat about actors and what they do for roles and putting on weight.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, 35 years old in Fight Club, lost so much weight, absolutely trimmed. But then that's their job, isn't it? To get paid to get ready for that role.
Yeah.
You know, they get La La Land,
yeah.
Gosling,
yeah.
Piano, 8 hours of piano lessons every day for 6 months.
Are you joking? You didn't know how to play the piano?
Didn't know how to play the piano. Learned to play the piano. How rad's that?
But he's lucky because most of us have to put that stuff down on our CV and lie.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to lie because he's so beautiful and good. The people who will employ him, even though he has zero skills.
Yeah. Right, we're looking for a lead male. Okay, what does he need? Well, he needs to be good looking. All right, good.
Okay, yeah.
It's Ryan. Okay, he needs to be pretty good at
Ryan?
Acting.
Got two Ryans.
Gosling.
Gosling or what's the other hot Ryan?
Ryan Seacrest. He's not an actor. He's the TV presenter. What else can he do? Well, he can cry on demand. Brilliant.
Can he dance?
Easily. Great. And all he needs to do is play the piano. Ah. No, he can do chopsticks.
Yeah. What level are we talking?
Yeah. Nearly grade 9.
No, look, all actors have full clean driving license, even if they ain't got one.
All right.
They all have can ride horses.
Touché.
We all have a long list of accents that we can't do.
Yeah.
We also have a long list of different dance styles that we might have done a day on at drama school, but we are excellent at them. So if you need us for, you know.
Right, here's the deal then. There is definitely a brand new TV show hosted by Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Where he phones up actors and says, hey, I want to get you down to the studio tomorrow. We've got this great role for you. You are a Mexican horse riding stunt car driver. Okay, see you there.
My Facebook.
And if you can come in and do a quick jazz tap for us when you walk through the door, that'd be great.
And it says you can, you're a tenor. Could you just come along and sing a few songs for us unaccompanied?
Yeah. Nessa Dormer, please. Bring
Love
your best.
That.
Oh my God.
It also says you're big on improvisation. So if you could just come along and. Yeah. Just start a few scenes for us.
Show us what you've got.
Show us what you've got. God. So obviously Sunny is zero chat,
Yep.
18-month-year-old.
Wren.
Love that name.
Thanks.
W-R-E-N. Like
As
the bird.
In the little bird.
Gorgeous. She got any chat yet?
She's pretty good.
Is she?
Yeah, she can count to 10.
Can she?
Yeah, she's a bit weird.
She's a bit weird.
And she's starting to put, like scarily weird.
Is she?
Yeah, like she looks into your soul when she looks at you.
Maybe you should get rid of that one.
I'll sell her.
Nice name, though, so that'd be a shame to get rid of.
Yeah, Sunny and Wren and Lila. But Lila is 7. She's full of chat.
And is her chat Brummy chat?
Yeah, it is now.
Is she...
She's a Cockney.
Does she sound like a Brummie?
She sounds like a coal miner.
Does she?
Well, how cute.
Are you Brummie? Yes.
Yes,
is
of
your
sorts.
Wife Brummie?
Posh Birmingham, though. Aldridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucy is from Lichfield.
So she's also posh Brummie.
Posh, yeah.
So I'm Brummie. But
Big time.
My husband is not Brummie.
So
he is from Sheffield.
So you have 3.
I have 3. My son's 4.
Yeah.
My girls, twin girls, are 2.
Oh, what are their names?
Emmy and Isla.
Very nice.
And Jack. So they're picking up. So there's a lot of moin going on. Moin. So that's the main moin sound we're getting from them.
like the seagulls
Mine.
You ever got stuck in anything?
I only really get stuck in rings in shops. You know, when you try them on and you're think
desperate.
You're a small, but actually you're a bit swollen and you get stuck and you're trying to be really cool and the people who work there ask if you're all right and you're like, I'm fine, I'm just looking, thanks. And you think you're either going to have to steal it or just pay for it on your hand. With the plastic bit of...
Can I take this one? Is this a display model or can I take this one?
I know it's got the label on. I know, that's how I like it. Can I have it?
Would you like to put it in the box?
No, I won't have the box. Keep the box.
Are you sure?
I'll just take it as it is. No.
Okay. I'll just clean it if you take it off.
No, I like it.
Okay.
It's meant to sit halfway over the knuckle, isn't it? Is that why?
It looks really uncomfortable.
I know, it's really comfy.
Really?
Yeah. No, that isn't
blurred. Can you bend your finger? You can't even bend your finger, can you?
I don't want to, though.
No.
That's how I like it.
Oh, okay.
It's a knuckle duster, isn't it?
Yeah. It can be
Thank
used
you.
As a... Okay.
Thanks, bye. I have, on two occasions, ended up in A&E.
Please tell me it's for the same thing.
It's for the same thing. The second time, the first time I was on my own and I had to, probably didn't have to, but I did. I called an ambulance because I didn't know what to do. The second time, my husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, was with me, and he hit the wall and went, "You are joking me, not again." But I've recently read an article that it's a thing.
So, go on, what have you done? What is it?
Sliced my hand open cutting an avocado. Twice.
This is fun fact Tuesday. That's now the number one cause of vegetable hand injuries now. Avocados.
I've always thought it was just me.
No.
Twice. And then there was a thing a few months ago, yeah, like an article about people cutting their hands off with avocado.
Were you trying to get the stone out?
Yeah. I don't.
You hold it in your hand like that, no, you get the knife, and you go whack.
That is exactly why I've cut my...
What?
No.
No, you didn't do the poke and twist.
No. So I have always managed to get the stone out my whole life. I mean, I don't think I've ever had an avocado till I was about 25.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like new, aren't they?
From then, they're a new thing, like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
And okra. So I've always managed to get them out without cutting my hand off.
Yeah.
Then I meet my husband, who tells me, this is how you do it. You hold it in your hand, you get your knife.
Whack.
And you whack.
And twist.
And twist. Don't whack if you've got absolute zero sense of spatial awareness. And when you chuck a knife towards your hand, it doesn't go into the pippy
stone
thing. It goes through your fingers. Ever heard of a spoon?
Yeah.
Scoop it out. Zero harm. No one's ever died or lost a finger by using a spoon.
I bet there's someone.
I bet there is, actually.
I bet there's someone.
So there we go. That is the trailer episode for Reluctant Adults with me, Tim Warwood, and Lauren Crace. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch, you know what to do. Slide into the DMs on Instagram. We are simply at Reluctant Adults. Let us know how your parenting's going. And also, make sure you subscribe so you know exactly when the first episode drops. I've got a feeling it might be something to do with Christmas. We'll see you soon.